Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Similar is happening with Italy within DOC and DOCG. There's different, you know, quality metrics. There's different quality metrics within the VDP within Germany to produce different wines, Riesling in particular, Pinot Noir, et cetera. So if you know and you pick up a bottle and it says certain things, you know that there's a maximum yield, there's a certain type of farming approach, there's winemaking, it has to be a specific way. There's a lot of rules within each appellation. America doesn't really have that. So if you make wine in Napa, you can pretty much make any wine you want, however you want it. You just have to make sure you accurately tell people the alcohol and put a certain general warning on the back. But that's one thing I love about Europe is they're very particular about their products. And if you buy a piece type of cheese like Parmigiano Reggiano, it's coming from a particular place, from particular cows, aged in the right way. And you know you're getting, if you buy Parmigiano Reggiano, you know you're getting a specific product and it's protected, and people will prosecute anybody who makes Parmesan outside of that area is going to go to jail for basically counterfeiting something.
We should do that with olive oil.
Yeah. People try to counterfeit wine too. You know, people will put, they'll take a bottle of Bordeaux and put wine from Spain in it and, you know, people and sell it in a given country in Asia and, you know, and people are drinking Spanish wine that they think is Bordeaux, for example. But, you know, counterfeiting happens all over the world every year. Honey is a big deal. You know, olive oil is a big deal. You know, wine from North Africa will be bottled as Italian olive oil, as you know, and it's still good. I mean, Tunisia makes some of the best olive oil in the world, but it's not Italian. You know, nobody wants to buy Tunisian olive oil that doesn't know it. People want Italian olive oil. So, yeah, it's an interesting world out there, but that's why knowing your source and where to buy it and having a trusted vendor and a trusted professional, that's why people trust me, is because they know that I'm buying from the source. And, you know, if you're buying olive oil and you want to get some great stuff, you have to make sure your vendor is vetted.
Okay, this one is your right hand is on the Sommelier Bible. Have you ever, out of habit, picked up a glass of water and started swirling it?
I have. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, who hasn't? Yeah, I mean, yeah, anytime I'll have a glass. But usually when I'm drinking water out of a wine glass and I'm just like start swirling it, I'm like, what am I doing? You know, what am I doing with my life? You know, and, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, but I do like water out of a wine glass. I think if you have really good water, like good water, there's water is a big deal. I mean, you pour water out of the tap in California, a lot of it smells like chlorine. But if you have really good water, this can really be amazing. I mean, I was just up in, where was I? I was up in the mountains of Japan and the water was so good. I was at a place called the Takaragawa Onsen, one of the most famous spas in the world. Takaragawa Onsen, if you actually look it up, it's beautiful. It's like you're in these 110 degree waters soaking along the river in the mountains outside between Niigata where the Olympics were in 98, I believe, 98 or 96. And it was like close to Nagano, I believe. And the water there would just tasted like it had just melted off of a glacier. And it was like, so, you know, there's something like water sommeliers exist. There's, you know, thousands of different waters that are bottled around the world. And some of them are really good. One of my favorites is a Mexican one called Agua de Piedra. That comes from Mexico. Sparkling water, super mineral. Yeah, there's one in Barcelona. I'm forgetting the name. Vichy Catalan. That's right. Vichy Catalan, VichyCatalan. Trader Joe's is actually selling it now. It's about $4 for a liter sparkling. And it's so good. You just have that right out of the refrigerator and it's, you know, water becomes a very entertaining when it gets very good. I mean, because it all has different minerals and textures and bubbles and, you know, water out of the faucet isn't so great. But
what's the strangest or most unexpected place you've ever opened a great bottle of wine?
Strangest or most unexpected place? Unexpected place. I would say like in a dinghy off of an island off the north of Sicily, you know, you're just, you know, bumping around. You can barely even, you know, sit in the boat. You're almost getting thrown off and you have to like sit down and barely pour your friend some sparkling, Malvasia from Salina, Salina. It's actually one of the wines we have in our store. Caravaggio, he's like the caper king of Salina, which is a movie called El Postino, which was filmed there. We just took this small dinghy on a trip around the island and he became pretty precarious very quickly with 5 foot waves. And I had my new daughter and we're trying to drink some wines and, you know, and you're like, oh, let's just bring a bottle of wine out there. And next thing you know, you spill half of it, you know, and, you know, half of it's on my daughter's clothes, which I'm holding. And, you know, you're just getting pounded around in the middle of the ocean as you look at Stromboli, which is a erupting volcano out in the distance. And, you know, life experiences, but you know, I don't know if I could think of any more strange place to open a bottle of wine. Thank you for-